For the first time in 40 years, Catholics everywhere will soon use different words at Mass. Beginning November 27th, which is the first Sunday of Advent, a new translation of the Roman Missal goes into effect under the order of the Vatican. To talk about the changes, we spoke with Monsignor James Maroney, who teaches at St. John's Seminary in Boston. He also heads what's called the Vox Clara Committee, the group which oversaw the new translation. We asked him why the Vatican is making the changes.
To make the language both accessible, but at the same time to reflect fully what the Latin text said. In other words, the poetry, the beauty, the depth of the language. So that's a difficult thing to translate for contemporary times, but poetry and beauty, I think, is appreciated in every age.
Will parishioners notice much in the way of changes in their prayers, in the people's prayers?
Actually, the least changed of all the parts in the Mass are the people's parts. I can remember back in many meetings we were sitting in, a principle that was always followed was, if you don't have to change the people's parts, don't change them. So they will find some very frequent dialogues like, and with your spirit rather than, and also with you, or the Gloria, for example, which is the most changed of all the parts. And other than that, there's no more than a few words here or there that have been changed in the people's parts. It's really in the priest's parts where there is a much greater poetic expression, reflective of the poetry that's in the ancient texts we've preserved through all these years.
There's a portion of the Mass when the priest is describing the Last Supper. In the current Mass, the priest says, when the supper was ended, he took the cup. He's talking, of course, about Jesus, and he's talking about the chalice.
Indeed.
In the new Mass, it will read this way. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands.
Indeed.
Is that what you're talking about?
Indeed. Let me say two things about that. First is, remember always it's a translation of the Latin. And Roman Catholics only do liturgy by translating the Latin text. So one could say, oh, that text is a little too poetic, or it's a little too flowery. But if one says that, you're criticizing the Latin text. You're not necessarily translating an accurate translation. The other point about it is, with the word chalice, we presently use the word cup, as you pointed out. In Latin, there are two words for cup or chalice. Potus is a kind of a general term that means any kind of cup, including the coffee cup that sits in front of me. However, calix, which is the word that's used, is a cup from which many people drink. And if you look it up in the dictionary, anybody can see that the word chalice is a specific word from a cup from which many people drink. And in this day and age, with the restoration of Holy Communion under both kinds, that's all the more appropriate that we use a word that accurately reflects the same words that Jesus used at the Last Supper.
Well, there are changes that are being made that some people consider more awkward. The current phrase, one in being, will be replaced by the word consubstantial, referring to Jesus being consubstantial with the Father. Why were these changes ordered?
Because those changes are more accurate. But let me give consubstantial is a word that people oftentimes point out as being very unfamiliar. They say that no one has any idea what consubstantial means. Consubstantial in English is only used for this term since the 14th century because it's a specific theological term for which there is no accurate equivalent.
Are you concerned that the use of language in this new Mass, words that some people won't know what they mean, as you pointed out, will not help people get closer to God?
Not at all, because the few instances in which there are very specialized words used, those words will invite us to enter more deeply into the understanding of what the faith is really all about. It never pays to dumb things down. I give people much more credit to help them to enter into the depth and the fullness of the mystery. No one's ever said that you should read the Cliff Notes of Shakespeare rather than read Shakespeare. The presence of mystery has always been expressed in every language by high rhetorical forms that invite us to enter more deeply.
Some also criticize the changes as moving away from a universal church to one ruled more rigidly, perhaps, by the Vatican. Respond to that.
I think that's hard to say when we've never consulted as many people on anything as we have since the Second Vatican Council. Bishops consulted hundreds of people in every one of their dioceses, from ordinary lay folks to people who were academics, to priests and pastors and so forth. Never has there been a more bottom-up process for producing a translation in the history of the church.
You brought into the studio one of the new missals. Can I ask you what your most favorite change is in the Mass?
That would be hard to say. 1,228 pages, what's favorite? But I can give you an example. To give you an example, this week we have the Feast of All Souls, so we pray for the dead this week. You'll notice how it's a thicker prayer. It's a prayer that has much more difficult words to understand. It has a certain depth to it, but let me read it real quickly. It's a 20-second prayer. O God, glory of the faithful and life of the just, by the death and resurrection of whose Son we have been redeemed, look mercifully on your departed servants, that just as they profess the mystery of our resurrection, they may merit to receive the joys of eternal happiness. It's an ancient prayer. It's been prayed for 1,500 years. It's translated exactly as it is in the Latin, with the same beauty, the same poetry, and I think it will last for ages.
Let me ask you a question on the other side. Although I think if I asked you what you're most uncomfortable about, you would probably say nothing.
I wouldn't say that at all. In fact, I guarantee you that there are a couple of dozen things in the translation that I would have done differently. Out of 1,228 pages, everybody's going to have things. But I'm not going to tell you what they are. And the reason is because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what Monsignor Moroni thinks. What matters is what it is after a long collaborative process in the church. The church has discerned.
Monsignor James Moroni, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Bob.
The new Roman Missal for Catholics goes into effect on November 27th, the first Sunday of Advent.